USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A gunman opened fire at an off-campus party in Texas, leaving two people dead and 14 injured before he escaped in the ensuing chaos. The shooter may have been targeting one person at the party of about 750 people outside of Greenville, southwest of a satellite campus of the Texas A&M University system, and that others were shot at random. The shooting took place at what Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks said was a Halloween and homecoming party for Texas A&M University Commerce students, though officials have said it was not a school-sanctioned event. Authorities believe there was one male shooter who entered the venue through the back door and began firing with a handgun. California's governor declared a statewide emergency with 200,000 people ordered to flee their homes because of wildfires fueled by historic winds, and millions are without electricity after the largest utility cut power in some areas as a precaution to prevent other fires. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. The Joker is number one again at the box office. Todd Phillips' R-rated comic book hit regained the top spot at the weekend box office in its fourth week of release, narrowly besting Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, the Warner Brothers sensation, starring Joaquin Phoenix, took in 18.9 in ticket sales. That came in just above the 18.6 of Walt Disney's Maleficent. The Addams Family came in third with $11.7 million. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden discusses the rise of a political rival, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The former vice president says he's aware of his rival Elizabeth Warren's rise in the polls recently, and he has been losing some ground. But Biden said at an event in South Carolina it's not going to affect his strategy.
It doesn't affect my strategy, period. And I'm not being facetious. I think she's a fine person, a good candidate. But, I didn't get involved in deciding to run because of polling or a particular strategy. I got involved to run because I thought it was so critical that we defeat a man who is absolutely ripping this country apart.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of protesters chanting, "We are not your mascot," have marched in Minneapolis against the Washington Redskins team name. Demonstrators rallied ahead of the Minnesota Vikings game against Washington. The protesters called the team name racist and degrading to American Indians. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan told the crowd, "The mascot dehumanizes our people." Flanagan is a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe. Also speaking was U.S. Representative Betty McCollum. The Star Tribune reports McCollum said it's long past time for them to change their name. Washington owner Dan Snyder has said the team name shows honor and respect, but David Glass, president of the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media and a member of that White Earth Nation, says the name is an offensive racial slur. This is USA Radio News.